Mr. Chair, Nonviolence International Southeast Asia welcomes the draft Protocol 6 under CCW proposed by Argentina, Ecuador, Costa Rica, Nigeria, Panama, the Philippines, Sierra Leone, and Uruguay. We are at the time where international law is enormously challenged as to its effectivity under changing global context, particularly ongoing wars and armed conflicts, which has always defined the means and methods of warfare that CCW tries to limit. Protocol 6 is just one of hopefully many initiatives. And this includes a mandate to start negotiations rather than later, Mr. Chair. The draft Protocol 6 is broad enough to cover all infrastructures that supports autonomous weapon systems, but also the autonomous weapon system itself, which some views to be more of the future that we do not want to have in all circumstances in peacetime or wartime. Taking lessons from the Ottawa process, which bans anti-personnel mines only, and the Oslo process, which bans cluster munitions, in relation to CCW, covers some weapon systems and actions. It's about interoperability and synergies of all related international law. Each has its own strengths and weaknesses. A clear example of this is the Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities. It is a negotiated treaty that does not prohibit actions that leads to disabilities, such as all weapon systems we have today. It only limits the methods and means of some weapon systems. International lawmaking is about who participates in the process, and in our Southeast Asia regional consultations, industries have expressed their willingness to participate in this process. Mr. Chair, CCW can address the issue of autonomous weapon systems, drawing lessons from its own history that international lawmaking can be effective as high contracting parties build norms now that will not allow a weapon system that is beyond our control. Thank you, Mr. Chair.